All right, our guest in studio this morning, she's with us every Tuesday morning because she is our WTAS medical expert, is Dr. Tracy Lenhaw. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Good morning.
Now, before we go into today's topic, I got to tell you that I brought those tangerines home that you gave me, you know, those organic ones, and Marie stole them from me, and she ate them, and she said they were the best tangerines she ever ate in her whole life.
Oh, they were really good.
They were, she said, juicy and delicious and sweet and everything perfect. So she said, thank you very much for those.
Okay, I'll have to bring you some more in.
All right, cool. So now today we're talking about the side effects that come from oral contraceptives like birth control. A lot of people don't realize how significant damage they do, both short-term and long-term, to the body, right?
Well, exactly. Part of the damage we have is a lot of people are given birth control and they don't know that they cause significant nutrient deficiencies. And 80% of the side effects of a medication is from the nutrient deficiencies they cause. So that being that given, since this causes so many deficiencies, short-term and long-term, there are significant side effects to the medication.
And the list here is quite long. Let's go through these a little bit. The just short-term, there are a huge amount of potential drug side effects from using birth control. Talk to us about those.
Some of the short-term effects are you can get nausea and vomiting, you can get diarrhea, gas and bloating. Of course, that's the digestive system trying to absorb the medication. Abdominal pain, joint aches, muscle aches, muscle pain, headaches, breast tenderness. Of course, that's the estrogen causing increased breast tenderness. Headaches, menstrual irregularities even, if the hormones are imbalanced because they're not tested, they're just, given, so they don't really know which birth control to give. Itchy, dry skin, that's caused by, again, hormonal deficiencies. Mood imbalances, insomnia. There's a lot of, women who get insomnia from the birth control. And part of that is, some of the nutrient deficiencies that occur.
So you made a good point, though. You said that they're not tested in advance. So in other words, before you even get on a birth control, you should have your hormones tested to make sure that the right birth control is given to you based on your hormonal.
Well, it's not standard of treatment to do so, because when we're given birth control, it depends on what you're given it for. A lot of birth control is given for hormonal irregularities. So they really don't know what hormone they're treating when they do that. If it's given for strictly birth control, then it's not necessary. They kind of, they don't test because it adds unnecessary cost to the treatment. But the purpose of that is to fake the body out that it's not ovulating so they can't get pregnant.
And so, again, because of this, even in the short term by taking birth control, you deplete your body of nutrients. Which nutrients?
Some of the biggest nutrients are going to be CoQ10, DHEA. Everybody knows folic acid because, they always tell you you have to go on folic acid after birth control for at least a year before you get pregnant because of the neurological defects that occur in the babies if you're folic acid deficient. Magnesium's a huge one. But then again, you have things like amino acids like tyrosine and tryptophan, which is really big. A lot of your B vitamins, B2, B6, B12, vitamin C, vitamin E, which are your antioxidants to prevent free radical damage. And then zinc is huge in the system.
And you told me in an earlier show, magnesium especially is truly, truly important to almost every bodily function that you have.
Yeah, magnesium is important in about 300 different cofactor reactions in the body. So when you deplete that, that's where you get the side effects of hypertension, arrhythmias, anxiety, all of these things, muscle aching, fatigue, all kinds of things can happen when the magnesium goes down.
All right, let's stay in the short term, though. Again, you said there were side effects. There are also serious potential health consequences, even in the short term, by taking birth control. Tell us some of those.
Well, the short term are going to be, again, the simple side effects of the actual initial depletions. The longer term usually happens with, prolonged use. So, again, it can be prevented if you know what the deficiencies are. So, they don't give birth control with your multivitamin. They
right.
just give birth control. So if they gave birth control with the multivitamin to kind of prevent the deficiencies, then you wouldn't have as much of an issue.
So, but you are talking about things like high blood pressure, muscle fatigue, aching, increase in risk for diabetes. These are all just even in the short term?
In the short term. Think about it. How many people would take a cholesterol medication called a statin, start getting muscle aches and pains? And that's because of CoQ10 depletion. Well, guess what birth control also depletes? CoQ10.
Right.
So you can get the same side effects that happen with that.
In just the short term. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk more with Dr. Lenhardt about this birth control and the effects it has. We'll talk about the long-term side effects and the long-term health consequences when you come back with more of this. Again, go check her out at peaksofhealth.com or call 727-826-0838. We'll also talk about one more time, which we've been talking about a lot, your Give the Gift of Health program that you're doing for the holidays. I think everybody needs to still tune in. If you have a last-minute Christmas gift you need, that's the place to go.